And now, non-billable consult with legal expert Andrew Sherman.
Are you really, like, really ready for business growth? Every entrepreneur I've ever met over the last 40 years tells me that they want to grow their business. But are they really ready? Do they understand the additional time and resource demands that growth will put on them, their employees, and even their families? Are they really ready to relinquish the control to sources of capital and other resources that are likely to be needed to fuel that growth? Have they built an adequate foundation for business growth to support future growth strategies? You know, the people, the infrastructure, the capital resources, the channels, etc., to truly scale their businesses the right way. What are some of the more common mistakes? First, growth for growth's sake. You know, have a market validating reason for growth, which is aligned with trends, demands, business models, etc. Don't just grow for the sake of growth. Second, growth to fuel the ego of the founder. Need I say more? Bad idea. Third, growth without a game plan. Put a business strategic plan in place. Chances are your original business plan is collecting a lot of dust and is now archaic. Put a plan in place that sets new metrics, new milestones, checks and balances to set the right pace for growth, and some type of system that reviews growth objectives to make sure that you're getting what you want out of your business growth strategy. Remember, we manage what we measure. And then fourth, another common mistake is being pulled into growth versus pushing into a market based on research and demand trends. So many business owners are lured into doing business in places around the country or even around the world for all the wrong reasons. A distant family member, an old college roommate, a relocated employee, or a one-off customer or client who lured them into a marketplace and now they can't escape. Business growth is dynamic, rewarding, exciting. It's hard work. And it helps our nation's GDP to flourish, but do it for the right reasons and with the right resources, teams, advisors, and foundation in place to support your plans for the future.
That was your non-billable consult with legal expert Andrew Sherman.